What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We are back with another live edition. Boy, do we got a show tonight, man. We got a new series for you guys. And before we jump into it, we're going to go ahead and go around the horn for a little bit. You know, joining me once again is Sipping the Conversation's very own Buddha and Babies in the building. What's happening, y'all?
What's going on?
And joining me tonight as special guest, my friends, is the beautiful and lovely Heather Rose Santiago.
Hello.
Look at her with the sweet voice. And the mother of them all, Mary Bell Lopez, looking all good over there.
Hi, my darlings.
And my main man, Tight Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
There you go. He's in the building. Welcome, 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 man. Just to kind of like just do a recap of last week's show, we concluded on cheating. Is it a choice or is it caused by circumstances? And our final question of that series was, would you be a snitch and tell your best friend that you saw your their significant other cheating with somebody else? And to each his own. Some would say, hush, hush. Some would say, I'll be there with FaceTiming and texting and everything else. So I'm going to go around the horn real quick just to get a little feedback for those who wasn't here last week and didn't join in. Mike, go ahead and holler at us, man. would you be a snitch and tell your homeboy, hey, listen, man, I saw your girl over there, you know, snickering and having a good time?
I'm going to totally be 100, bro. Some man can handle that. Some man can't. Some men cheat back and think that that's cool and that's enough, but you're really just covering up the fact that somebody cheated on you. And cheating is a choice, and it's not relative to the person that you're with. Cheating is an act of the person that's cheating. So if I'm not enough, you should have told me that I wasn't enough and we could have moved on, in my personal opinion. Mm. And I got homeboys that can't take it, but they cheat, but they can't take it if the woman cheat on them, so ooh. I probably would not tell.
Ah, yeah. There it is.
Just to save a life. I would tell them. I wouldn't tell.
Guys, they had to save a lot. Mm-hmm. Heather, talk to me.
I would be the one there with the camera pulled out.
Lord have mercy.
I'll call my friend, have her on the phone, on FaceTime. I'll walk over, introduce myself. Not my best friend. That's not going to happen.
You'll do it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will. I'll make a scene.
What if it was, they were just friends and you made a scene unnecessarily?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out when I get FaceTime going.
Uh-oh. Then don't that make you look like, okay, all right, you're just trying to start trouble? You're trying to protect your own homegirl and without knowing the facts first?
I don't know him. She's my friend. Mm. Loyalty.
There you have it. She going to snitch either way. I don't care if you, I don't know the situation, but I'm still a snitch. Mary Bell.
I'll do the same thing as Heather. I'll expose that person.
Go on to the mic a little bit.
I'll expose that person, just like Heather.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we already know what Buddha, what he said. And for the people that didn't know, go on and remind people what you'll do.
I'm snitching. I'm telling my homeboy, do what you need to do, homie. If you need me to drive the getaway car, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Well.
No, that's right.
Well, baby, I want to remind the people your answer, what you would do.
I'm going to mind my business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She going to mind her
just
business.
She's going to mind my business. I'm going to tell probably three people.
Mm. And they're going to tell
everybody else, if they're not of them top three, I'm minding my business.
Keep that same energy.
There you go.
But like you said, everybody can't handle that. Everybody can't handle it. You know, when you know, even if it's right, you're right, you know, but still, I know who I'm going to tell. I'm telling it. And they already know I'm bringing it. But anybody else, I'm mind my business.
What I would say to that is, I like that, if I may interject. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, you know when somebody cheating on you. You, it's a vibe. You know when that vibe not there no more.
That's what I see.
Yeah, you know when it's, you know, somebody tipping on you, slipping, and might not necessarily be sexual, but if they spending time with somebody else, they planning on doing more stuff, in my personal opinion. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So there you have it. Some would snitch, some would keep it to themselves. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna move on to this week's series, and we got a good one because it goes on along with the rules of engagement that we've been talking about all season long. And this time, we're talking about commitment or companionship.
Mm.
Is there a difference? Like, do people prefer one or the other? You have commitment, which is considered as contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have companionship, which is considered month-to-month contracts. I can come and go as I please. So tonight's question is, do you need to have a label or a title in order to be considered to be in a relationship? Well, babe, I'm going to start with you and see what you got to say, because, I mean.
Ooh. Okay, so do you need a label or title in order to be in a relationship? I don't think you necessarily need it per se. However, you need to be clearly identified of your role. If that's a label, a title, whatever, because at that point, it's given me the opportunity to just be a free agent.
But
and I'm taking all shots.
But what if you but what if you like you know, do like, you know, baby, listen, I enjoy the way things are going. Don't you
me
don't
too.
You agree that you like the way things
I
are going?
I agree.
Why you want a title on it? I'm
but
doing everything I can.
That's fine. It's okay. We can enjoy each other and embrace each other and all of that. But at the same time, I'ma do it with old boy too.
Mm.
All right, fine. I'm gonna just give you the damn title. All right, yeah, we go together. You my old lady. You my old lady. Then what? Then what happens?
That'll make it sound fly.
Heather.
I think it basically. It's 2019. It boils down to communication. Everybody's different, so I feel like you're gonna have to communicate with whoever it is that you're messing around with, and let them know where your head's at, to see where their head's at, because sometimes you'll be with somebody and you be seeing love and they do not see it. So I think it boils down to communication. If you don't have communication, then free agent.
Straight free agent, huh? Just like that.
I'm going to have to agree with her.
Maribel.
I agree with her, with Bebe.
That's it. You disagree. You ain't gonna be no devil's advocate.
No, you know, you cannot put a title in a relationship. You can't. You just can't. With my experience and you know, my age, after all these years, you know, I've noticed that you know, you can't put a title on it. You can't, you know, you can't define yourself that way.
So, you being—I mean, we're not going to talk about age. We ain't going to talk about age. We don't want to do that because
okay.
You look beautiful. You look marvelous.
Thank you.
So, at this age in the game, I can understand that maybe a title doesn't mean anything because you know what you bring to the table.
Exactly.
At this point,
in time of my life. Mm-hmm.
So, Buddha, I'm a slide on over to you. I'm gonna slide over to Buddha. Do you need a title to solidify that you together with somebody or?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, he said that with certainty.
Absolutely, because listen, man, the type of dude I am, I'm gonna lollygag your ass to sleep. If you don't let me give you a title, you gonna be in the number, Jack. And the numbers are great. And I'm just gonna be honest, like, but. I'm going to say this, but just because you have a title don't mean that they're going to be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I've been that guy too.
Mm-hmm.
What? You need a title? That's all you need? Psh, go ahead. You can have that. So a title without actions is nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about what we've been discussing behind the scenes, which was, hey, you know, you just want that title. Okay, I'm going to get it to you. All right, we go together. And now what?
Yeah.
So, Mike, go ahead and holler at me.
Ooh, this is because okay. I know I'm newly single, so I will say this: 2019 dating is different. Mm-hmm. And most women, if you get them a title or not, they're going to assume that if you're doing special things that y'all in a situation and they you're in a relationship and they sneak you with the bae and the boo. I love y'all ladies, but y'all sneak us with the bae and the boo. And as you date for a couple weeks, they feel like it's something. So whether they have a title or not, they're assuming that they're the one, depending upon what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And they call you at Good Morning Texas like you're in a relationship. How your day going? Text you 3-4 times a day, whether you say you go together or not. And I'm like, yo, we just had coffee one time, and now all of a sudden I got a consistent communication with you for some reason.
Oh, and Lord forbid you, they go ahead and give you the booty.
You definitely go together. If you, that little patch of hair changed the whole deal. Yeah.
Just like.
But I feel like that's where communication comes in, though.
We'll tell y'all.
I mean, not all women communicate, but neither do all men. Okay. But if I'm not going to just slip in the bay, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, what's good?
Right, we hunched, and now we together,
what's
right?
What's good? Yeah. I don't know, but I'm more of a direct person, so right. I would definitely say something directly face-to-face.
I like that, Heather. I tell you what bothers me. Like, you can say something to a lady 300 times, like, look, this is where I'm in my life. I don't want a girlfriend. Look, this is where I am in my life. I don't want a girlfriend. And yet, ladies still take upon the role to say, hey, did you eat today? Did you do this? And it slipped right past the little friendship stuff, and you ease right into my bae and boo. And that's, I guess, what bothers me. I'm so glad you asked me that question, because how can I explain to y'all? We tell them, and bro, correct me if I'm wrong, we say it 335 times to the point where they're like, hey, you know what? I heard it. I get it. And y'all still... Baby.
Some people are crazy. They don't take a hit. You know what I mean? Not everybody's like that, though. I mean, there's 75%. Some men that you tell that to. And I got people coming to my job and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you got that killer.
Mississippi moccasin.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not just women who do it. It's men, too. And it really maybe be a little more careful. With what you, who you, taking a coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was mutual coffee. We both paid for each other's stuff. It wasn't even like that type of commitment. Like, I took you out.
Coffee is not a date, though. That's something you barely
do.
Yeah,
when you say
be
careful.
It's a date now.
It's a date for him.
When you say careful, what do you mean by careful? You know what I'm saying? Everything we doing is consensual, right?
Supposedly.
Right. You don't know they're going to be crazy until after the fact. This the aftermath. Right.
Especially.
I mean, how long have you known her until...
You don't need to know, because some people...
That's how the crazy ones get you.
Some people got that special tool, right?
I met at the Legion.
Uh-oh.
Wow. We're taking them back and taking over to the barbecue shack across the street. And next day, know they're going back to the house. And
hey, man.
Let me tell you what a couple of people were saying on the post when you made that comment. Mm-hmm. Yep. If there is no label, but y'all doing everything that folks in a relationship do, then you're in a situationship.
And that's a label.
That's a label.
Then they say, that's like asking, do you need eyes to see?
Hey, man, that's
wow,
like...
Wow, that's deep.
That's just like driving that's the company deep. Car, but taking it home every day.
That's the difference.
So then another one was, people trip me out with that question. If you walk into a grocery store and nothing had a label, would you be able to confidently shop? If you are hired to work, but they didn't tell you what the position was, just show up and we'll pay you for your performance. Would you still work?
Damn right.
All these so-called labels do is allow you to maneuver accordingly. People don't want to quote-unquote label anything, simply don't want to put in the time and energy to make something work.
Wow.
And some people speed at that job. They want to be the supervisor first.
Right.
Yeah, they walk in as the cashier, and then they want to be the supervisor.
Right.
They depends on
goals.
The person. Yeah.
Hey, can you come to your cashier, please? Come help these people over here.
Right.
Worry about your line.
No,
worry
I'm the manager.
Line.
Yeah. And some jobs are beneath them. I would never mop the floor. But no, that's what the supervisor does,
that's
too.
That's what they do.
There you go.
Oh, man. We're joined by the lovely Heather Rose Santiago and Mary Bell Lopez in the building.
The producer.
Film director and producer and the actress. She is so beautiful over there, sitting over there. She's smiling, twirling her little leg over. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you very much, TJ.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you guys. Now,
Just walk through a little bit real quick.
I guess he chopped liver over there.
Buddha ain't nobody.
Wait a minute. I'm always.
Oh, it's for the ladies. The question for the ladies.
Oh, the question for the ladies.
Oh, okay, go right ahead, sir.
We're gonna slide right on over that a little bit.
Yeah, we got you. What's your question? For the ladies.
So, real quick, Heather, go ahead and tell us about how long you've been in the actress and the movie business.
Well, I've been into drama since I was a kid. I started going to Truthful Acting. My instructors, Marco and Rob, they're absolutely amazing. Everyone that goes there is amazing. They're kind of the reason I kind of like pushed out a little bit and started doing a lot more. And then I met Maribel and I met Kelly Weaver and so many other amazing people in the community, and I've been totally supported by the community, and I'm so thankful because you guys are great. It's like one big family.
Oh, amen. Yeah, amen.
And Maribel, you given the and sitting over there in the amen corner, going to tell us a little bit about your role and what you do and how you became a producer and film director.
Actually, it was my first time doing a film, a script, and my first film. If I could save time in a bottle. And I've been acting since my early 30s in California.
Wow.
My early 30s. I was a single mom of three in California, Ventura, California.
Mm-hmm.
Raising my kids, working in the medical field, and acting in as a side job.
Okay. So what's some of the upcoming roles that you have planned? And I understand that Heather, she's also featuring in your upcoming film. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, right now, we have a short film, If I Could Save Time in a Bottle, and we're going to turn it into a feature film really soon. First, we're going to have a red carpet premiere in Poinciana. That's where I filmed it at. I was the first person and the first woman in Poinciana to film.
Wow.
In my little town.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of that. As being a minority, as a Hispanic woman, it's kind of hard, you know, for this industry to be, you know, successful, especially for a writer and a film producer and a film director. But with the help of my community and the help of the industries, you know, Orlando Independent Films and other friends of mine, Kelly D. Weaver and Roberto Torres, Moreno Torres. He's going to be the director and producer for our film, for the feature film.
Wow. And Heather, you have a role in this film that you're actually on set right now doing. Tell us a little about that.
It's the House on Misty Lane. Kelly D. Weaver is the director. It is a horror feature film, and it's a lot of fun. I got shot the other day.
Oh, no. Yeah,
that was nice. First time
nice,
for everything.
It's always nice getting shot.
Action. Bang, bang.
It's nice when you can reset. It's a lot of fun. We have a few more days of filming, and I'm excited to definitely see him release it.
Awesome, awesome. Now, when is the film scheduled to debut?
I'm not sure as of yet. We have 3 more days of filming.
Okay. So now, Maribel, you mentioned about a red carpet in Poinciana.
Yes, in September. We're going to have a meeting in August 14th to pick the date and time. It's going to be a red carpet event, and all of y'all invited.
Woohoo! Hey, mm-hmm. Send me the information.
It's a short film, and then we're going to announce the feature film. It's going to be 2 other films that we're going to show at the same time.
Okay.
With my film. Sean Cafinas and Maria Shelley's. There was 2 films in the Heart Challenge that we had, and one was about post-traumatic stress syndrome, and the other one was about suicide. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have those other 2 films with mines. And it's for awareness of suicide and post-traumatic stress.
Now, speaking of that, you're no stranger to the show. I had a segment last season when we talked about domestic violence. And you are a survivor.
Yes, I am.
Of that. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, for the listeners out there, just briefly just talk to us about you being able to, you know, survive from that and how you overcame it. So those listeners that are out there right now listening to us, maybe going through that right now, what words of advice do you have for them?
Well, you need to get out. If you have any signs of, domestic violence in a relationship, you have to get out. You have to be strong. You got to focus on yourself, and you have to be strong. No matter what he says, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. No, you got to just get out of the relationship. And yes, there is help out there. I'm one of the advocates for domestic violence as well. And you need to get out. That's all. No matter what, you need to seek help. There's a lot of help out there for you.
Now, do you plan on producing or making a film that's domestic violence related to your story?
Now you gave me an idea. Now I'm going to go do it.
I just need you to cut me a check at the end of the day.
Okay. Amen.
I'm really, really strong.
I'm really strong.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, something that we try to talk about, 365 days a year, because domestic violence just doesn't happen during that awareness month. It's happening right now as we speak, unfortunately.
Every minute.
But definitely, man, we are definitely glad you guys came. Definitely glad that you were able to share, bits and pieces of your story, and just to encourage women, even guys, that, hey, if you're in a, domestic situation, you need to get out, because it doesn't necessarily have to be physical. It can also be
verbal
and mental at the same time.
Emotional as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, we're gonna change gears and, We're gonna talk to my main man over here, Mike, and see what he's been up to, man. He's been traveling the country, going here and there, and doing family reunions and just doing his thing.
Just gonna transfer from domestic violence to stand up comedy.
Hey, we all need laughter in our life. Sometimes is good. Yes. So what better way than bring a smile to your face?
There you go.
Than have my main man. Type Mike on the show.
Hey,
what's happening, brother?
Thanks for having me, man. And geez, man, I feel like I should be hugging you right now.
No, honey, yeah, no.
I'm glad you are better, and I'm glad you got out of that situation.
On me, baby.
No. You look like you beat up men. Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
That's how you look aggressive. You're a very attractive lady, too, by the way. Also,
thank
you, Rose.
You.
I don't want you to think I'm not looking, because I am.
He's trying not to.
Hey, I'm newly single, though. You gotta know your situation with me. You gotta know your status. Look with me.
Yeah, you can't have a cycle.
That's right. But how do you even know? You never know until. Never mind. That's a whole nother story.
That's another story.
I'm blessed, brother, man. Things are going well in my career. Yes, I just did a family reunion. That's funny. And I promised myself in the beginning of my 17-year career, I would never do a family reunion of any type. But at this point, I'm open to it. I'm just anything for material and to meet people, man. I like people. That's my energy. And I'm blessed, man. I'm getting ready to shoot my special in August, a 30-minute comedy special entitled 2 Minutes with Mike. But it's 30 minutes. But either way, it's just like a bunch of quick bits. Also, I got just signed my contract with Carnival Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian,
nice.
And Paradise.
Yes.
Big ship.
Nice.
Yeah, Paradise Cruise Line. So I'll be leaving in August, man, to do my thing.
Oh, man.
And then I'll be just for a couple weeks, and then I'll be back, and then we'll see how it goes from there. I'm blessed, man. I'm trying to get in one of these movies now. It's that time.
That's the director right now.
I can drive to Point Siena. I don't mind.
You'll drive to Point Siena.
I can catch the bus if I have to. Planes,
you
trains,
know how to dance Bombay Plena?
I thought that was something
Puerto
to eat.
No.
Banana and plantains.
No.
Okay.
Bombay Plena is a cultural dance for Puerto Rico.
Similar to salsa or something like that, is it?
No, it's a cultural dance like the Africans used to do.
Right, right, right.
We have it in Puerto Rico as well.
Can you give us a little sample? For those who watching.
Yeah, just a little
those
bit.
Those who listening, you can't see
Bombay
it.
Bombay Plena.
Right now.
Don't
only stand in front of that camera right there. Don't stand in front of that camera. Oh.
Yeah, stop that,
with
man.
With the skirt.
Yeah.
Make sure ain't no nip slip come out now.
Yeah, no. You good.
Like
that
in that movie,
so
like in that series, She Gotta Have It. They did that in that thing. Yeah, I seen that.
You know what?
Yeah, booty. Yeah. Too much TV.
Miss Santiago, do you know how to do what she just do?
I can dance salsa, bachata, but I can't do all that. But
Bomba,
I mean, it's
is very, very
similar
easy.
To salsa.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, go on and show the salsa a little quick. Good.
It's all in the feet.
And the hips.
It's all in the footwork, the hips, and the ass.
Go on, do a
six. That's my style. You talking my language.
I'm a man looking now like, you gonna dance or not? What's up? That's what's up.
Go on, do a little 6 second.
I'm familiar with the salsa. I didn't know about the banana pudding and
banana pudding and plantain.
Hey, what you say again?
Bomba y plena.
Bomba y plena.
There you go.
Okay,
baby.
I'm learning. Thank you, love.
There you
All right, careful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fresh. Well, I'm new. Anyway, that is nice. But I'm definitely looking forward to my future, man. And just good times. I definitely want to get involved in the movie making. I'm learning to do a little bit of acting, so I'm gonna ask you a million questions when all this is over.
Well,
like
welcome.
Yes, you ever need of a tall brown skinned brother? I can learn the Spanish if I need to. I know a couple of things.
As a matter of fact, you're gonna be in my movie. There you go. I can save time in the box.
I can keep my clothes on too, right? Nothing,
no nasty. Nudity.
No nudity.
I thought she was gonna say no clothes.
No clothes.
Well, you know, I'm about like, that life.
Oh man! Wow.
That was TJ that said that for the radio listeners. TJ said he was about that life.
No,
he don't mind getting naked. He don't mind getting naked for the camera. He's selling his soul to the business.
Sell it, TJ.
Oh man, look here, man. We having a great time, man. Those who just joining in, man, definitely want to welcome my main man, Type Mike, to the show.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Comedian, actor, film director. Producer Maribel Lopez.
Hey, Maribel.
Hey.
And the lovely Miss Santiago.
What's up?
Heather Rose is in the building with us.
Heather Rose.
Man, we're going to pause for station identification, man. We're going to pay these bills. Up next is going to be the chocolate letter, man. We got a continuation of last week's show. You definitely want to stay tuned for this one because we have a response. We have a response. So go ahead and get your glass of wine, get your cognac right.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Coming up next, it's the chocolate letter. So fellas, grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
I mean, not like that, but I just... She'll tell me, she'll be like, okay, boom. Cause I be seeing it, but I don't see it. The first time I saw you, it was like,
don't know why I'm still kissing girls that I don't love. Still stumbling out of these clothes. Still, I'm just so hard to trust. Don't know why I'm still a playboy. Girls, I can't count. Can't keep track of these adventures. What has become of me now? I thought each one was special. Oh, who am I kidding? Why do the things feel so good that are so forbidden? Okay, that's enough for child's play. I think it's time to settle down. Game won't let me out. Of pressure, my mama wants another grandchild. Can't say I'm not making the effort. But these women keep calling me out. I guess I'm losing this battle. Ooh, I be tripping. Why do things that feel so good put me in this position?
Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food. Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 4 City Road inside the Cinco gas station. That's at the corner of 4 City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show. They're Big Rich sent you. They're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's finest. Barbecue Boys, it's your turn.
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. Man, that first half hour has gone by fast because we are having fun. That's all that means. For those who just joining us, we have a good friend of mine. It's my main man, Tight Mike, in the building.
Hey, that's real. What's up? What's up?
And the lovely and beautiful film director, producer, Maribel Lopez, the mama.
Hey, beautiful.
And the sharpshooter herself, the beautiful, talented Heather Santiago.
Santiago.
What's up?
There it is. That voice don't sound like it's sweet, does it? It sounds like, hey, I'm ready to kick your ass if you fuck with me.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Jerry, look at
I'm just saying. Listen here, boy. Ooh, you can't mess with that one right there. And of course, my co-host, Buddha and Baby, is in the building.
Buddha and Baby. Two different people.
Different people.
Yeah, you not baby. I hope you not baby, sir.
Well, it all depends on what time of night it is.
That's
babe.
That's babe.
That's
babe.
That's a title, ain't
we
it?
We had coffee.
You all had coffee.
All night long.
You espresso too, or decaf?
Well, espresso, man.
I ain't watering
nothing down.
Someone don't like one of these comments because it was really hot on this topic got tonight before we jump into your chocolate.
Oh, no, go right ahead. What you got?
Okay, so one of your persons said, I mean, for who? Just to have a title? I know people who are miserable with titles and people who are happy without them and respect each other. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think happiness is important for any relationship. Instead of focusing on a title, let's focus on this unbreakable bond and let that speak for itself.
Well, then he dies. Then what you get?
Nothing.
Do we have anybody like commented on that? Like, because that was very, because most of the posts that we got was, you know, oh, you need a title, and she, boom, there she go, playing devil's advocate.
There you go.
So here and she says, why do we have to choose between happiness and an unbreakable bond or a title? I can have it all. I don't have to choose or settle for less.
Well, she sounds like she scribbles.
And it kind of goes back and forth. What we don't have to choose. What I'm saying is my focus is not on a title. A title does not define my relationship status.
You right.
Mm-hmm. That's preaching.
And I get that. Definitely I get that.
Hashtag preach.
Let's see. I agree a title doesn't define a relationship. It only describes the relationship. Example, friendship, parents, sibling, coworker, acquaintance, etc.
Love.
But I guess your mom doesn't need the title as your mother.
Nah, see that.
Oh,
that,
you went deep.
That's taking stabs. I mean, you talking about relationship versus, you know, your mama, you know, hey, first of all, you don't say, hey, this my mama Mary Jean. No, you just say, hey, this my mama. That's the name alone.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the friendship, I mean, relationship or whatever, you may be like, you know, okay, you know, hey, this is hey, this my friend Heather, even though you already know y'all together, but hey, this my friend Heather. Does that make you feel some type of way if you're introduced that way?
It just depends. I definitely would have a, even before we went out like that or did something like that where he'd be in a situation to have to introduce me to somebody, I would have already communicated at that point. And if I told him something otherwise and he did it, then I will address it there in a very respectful, nice, passive-aggressive way.
There you go.
I told boy, she ready to shoot a mother. Man, we're gonna dive into this letter, man. Last week, you know, we had a female listener who wrote into the show, and she had a circumstantial situation that took place. For those who just joining in, just to recap real quick, baby, did you want to recap on last week's letter? Just to give them a synopsis.
Go real quick.
Real quick.
Basically, on last week, we had a 38-year-old female from Jacksonville who...
Duval.
Mm-hmm. Who
that dude's
is married. However, the husband is inadequate in the pipe department.
Hey, he
doesn't. What department is that, man?
Pipe.
As in sex.
Sex.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
There's a three-piece.
You're gonna learn about the three-piece tonight.
So, basically, he can't have kids because his sperm count is just extremely low,
okay.
And
he
refuses Viagra and things along those lines. So she ran into her ex, and fast forward, she has three kids from the ex, and she really wanted to know what she should do, and we gave her some semi-sound advice, mainly was to address the situation with her husband. You know, go ahead and let's confront this and see, you know, and try to and seek counseling, of course. So here we are with what she actually did.
Buckle up. We got ourselves a response. Our 38-year-old female from Jacksonville responded with last week's, discussion and advice. And she says, hey, TJ and the crew, I appreciate the feedback that you all gave me on last week's show. Before I tell you all what I decided to do, I wanted to provide you all with some clarity on a few things. I'm not sure who asked it, if my ex-boyfriend works or not, but to answer your question, yes, he does. He makes close to $100K a year working as a regional director for this marketing firm here in Jacksonville, which is much more than what my husband makes. My husband only makes $40K a year as a manager. Ma'am, first of all, I'm trying to figure out why she had to compare the salary. She could have just kept it at $100,000.
Well,
but yeah. I guess she wanted to put it out there.
Well,
but
I told her that she's giving up the check. That's what I said.
See, that's your fault right there.
Finish your answer so we can respond to the whole complete thing.
All right. Going further, she goes further to say, but he does work hard and provide for his family. My ex has been begging me to divorce my husband and to have me and the kids move in with him. I think it was Buddha who mentioned something about all a woman needs is a man who can provide, protect, and give the pipe. But unfortunately, my husband can only provide me with two of the three, which is provide and protect. I hate that my husband has an ED problem and refuses to use Viagra to stay hard and to satisfy my sexual needs. So yesterday after church, which I got this response back on Monday, so Sunday, just so y'all know. So like what I mean. All right, so yesterday after church, I took TJ's advice to talk to my husband when he was in a happy place or a happy mode. So instead of telling me that our kids were not his, I gave him ultimatum. I told my husband that I was not being sexually satisfied and gave him a choice that either you take Viagra or I was going to go with one of my guy friends who's been trying to sleep with me and give him a chance to do so.
That sounds like baby.
Of course, my husband laughed it off. But when he saw that I had a serious look on my face, He told me I was not going to take Viagra, and then he grabbed me by my chin. I wish you would, like another dude, and pushed me on the bed. I never thought in a million years that my husband would even put his hands on me like that. At this point, if I ever decide to tell my husband the truth, I feel that my life would be in danger. I told my ex-boyfriend what happened. He suggested that I just leave and come moving with him and to just leave the kids with my husband. That way he will never be suspicious about whether the kids are his or not. I told my ex to give me some time to think about it. But the fact that my heart and mind is being pulled in two different directions, I'm not sure what to do at this point. What do you suggest I do now? Well, Mike, I'm gonna start with you first. I'm gonna start with you first.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with you first.
It was loosely you.
All right. So, sir.
So
she wants to know what should she do now, and you got a pretty much an understanding that she done had three babies
by the ex.
By the ex.
So you was wrong three times.
Three times, not one.
Right.
Three.
So after the third time, you decide to tell your husband that, you know what, I'm not being satisfied and this is not working for me.
Yeah, she got saved last. In the first,
right.
In the first,
so, yeah, you're bad. First of all, just me personally, bro, you got to know the law. And if he signed on the dotted line, ask your husband whether they the ex-kids or not. They still the husband kids by law. Mm-hmm. So even if they get divorced, even though they the ex-kids, they still his kids mm-hmm. by law. He would mm-hmm. have to pay child support mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because she had the kids when they was married, mm-hmm. so he's responsible for them. She wrong in the beginning. For me, in my opinion, you should have just told the man, look, bro, like baby said, if you're going to take the Viagra and do the right thing, she should have said I was not satisfied in the beginning before child number one. You went back two other times, and yeah, he grabbed you by the throat. I'm not condoning that, but that's an emotional thing for somebody to tell you that. And so you think if she say, well, and neither one of these kids yours either, that ain't going to end well. That ain't going to end well at all. I think she should have been honest in the beginning, and that's where the communication thing comes in that my sister Heather here talks about.
That's right.
Be honest in the beginning. You cheating, but you cheating with kids, so you cheating. Not only are you cheating having sex raw.
Tap, tap, tap it.
You putting my life in danger, because who else is the ex sleeping with? If he blasting off of you, who else he blast? He a astronaut. Who else he blasting
take
off?
Take off!
Yeah. but he's so comfortable taking. I'm sorry, I done went left. But he's so comfortable with you. Every time he sleep with you, y'all doing it wrong. You getting pregnant on purpose. It ain't just like you just having sex. You getting pregnant.
On purpose, so that your kids can look the same.
That was her response, and the reason why she did it.
Why marry him then? You know what I'm saying? Why? And the $40,000, and he make $100,000, money don't make you happy.
Amen.
Right, because if you a team, you a team, and if that's different. I'm a different animal. If you bout your vows, you bout your vows. To death do us part. Sickness and health. Rich off of poor. Go on, tell the man it just ain't working to get back with your ex if that's what you want to do. Not three kids later. You a horrible lady, and I pray for you. You're a horrible person. I won't say like you're just a horrible person to do that, because now you finna. This would end up on the Hallmark Channel. This is Snap Men version right there.
Gonna have to write a script.
Yeah, you can't. Like you can't that. Do that. Yeah, like you can't that. Do that. Okay, and I'm the comedian, but I'm torn because you went back three times and you smashed your ex raw. He just round town like this other dude
triple,
just taking care of my
triple
kid.
Bags.
He got no responsibility in this whole deal. And I guarantee you, if she ever decide to leave this dude, the ex gonna be like, because you can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. You can't. How can I trust you now? What? Who could trust you? So he living a life.
He's advocating her to leave now,
bruh.
Without the kids.
Right. Ain't that something?
Oh, Before you was like, man, bitch, bring the kids on over. Right. We done chin checked you. Never mind.
Right.
You guys come on over.
Well, he's just trying to make it easier transition.
Negative. He's
the husband ain't gonna let them kids go.
He's a $100,000 piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's exactly okay. What he is.
Yeah, it is.
Cause hold on, I'm sorry to jump in. How the heck these your kids and you know it?
Wow.
These your kids and you know it, you gonna tell the mother of the children to drop the kids off. At her husband doorstep, knowing these your kids.
He He is petty.
But he know the legalities. He know that.
Negative. Negative. You already know. You already know if you get a divorce, they going to side with the woman
right
immediately. Now you could be with the kids.
Right.
And her.
Right.
If you so choose. Yo, but that's not my problem. Mm-mm. My problem is, letter one,
right,
you broke up with the ex-boyfriend.
For a reason.
You broke up with him.
He was young.
No, she tried to break up with this dude.
Right.
And he said, if you break up with me, I'm going to tell your husband.
Right.
Exactly. That's what she said. So now, the enemy of my enemy is my friend again.
Right.
And now you need the ex-husband because you don't know which one you want to do. I said, so what I told you last week, I said, you need to figure out which one is more important to you.
Right.
Is it you, your husband, or your child, your right children? I told you your children, right, are always going to be taken care of because they know, you know who the father is, and the father's going to take care of him regardless because right he knows he's invested in this thing because he got three kids with you.
Right.
You know who the husband is because he signed the dotted line for them right dang old
commitment
kids. He committed to this thing. Mm-hmm. Now, which one is important to you? So if you are important, then you need to make a decision, point blank. Your decision needs to be, hey, do I love my husband? Then I ain't going to tell him. If I don't love my husband and love myself, then I need to go ahead and be true to me and do what I need to do. Now, what I won't do is tell him about them kids because, like, as you just now well know,
he will show your life.
You might get more than a chin check at this point.
That's it.
But we're not condoning that, but you put yourself, ma'am, in this situation.
Right.
And that's unfortunate that you done let this drag on. What, this baby, 8, 11?
you got 11-year-old.
This baby playing peewee football.
Was it 11?
4, 8, and 11 years old. And 11-year-old daughter.
Wow.
What kind of example are you setting for your daughter?
That's right.
Man, I would have stopped it at that point, and that's what I was saying last week. You know, maybe she should have said something like, you know, hey, baby, listen, I understand. I messed up because your thing couldn't stay hard.
Baby one, though.
That's baby one. That's when she should have said it.
Right.
And you
that's
allow
not okay, baby
you
know, one.
I understand and allow him to make that decision.
That's before the wedding.
That was
that's
before,
not baby
that was before
one
the wedding.
No, yeah, no, but no. What you think?
He know.
I agree. Yeah,
he knew. She knew that this dude. She ain't just start having sex with this dude after they got married.
So the dysfunction was
not
before
that kind of girl.
The dysfunction was before the marriage.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh, he been tripping with
the slipper marriage because she decided to still. Right. Marry him, even
but
though
the sperm count was low.
But my man, whoever her husband is, sorry to jump in again.
I feel bad for him.
No, I don't feel bad for him.
I do.
Because, I don't. I'm going to tell you why I don't feel bad for him.
Speak on.
Because he's loving the lie. Now, the doctor done told him he can't have kids. Now, he got three kids. And you didn't investigate on it?
He prayed on it and said.
He didn't investigate. So, you can pray all you want, okay, but you got to understand you're living in the carnal world. You need to investigate. Well, hold on now. The doctor said this. Let's go ahead and get the
test.
And let me realize what I need to realize.
Okay, but he thought it was a blessing. In the first letter, it was a blessing.
But now it's 11 years later. even if you get the test and they're not yours, you still going to handle your responsibility. And legally.
I'm telling you. So I cannot necessarily side with the dude either because at the end of the day, he loved the lie.
but in his mind, it ain't a lie, Buddha. You know what I'm saying? In his mind, I'm taking care of these kids. I'm doing my best. And let me tell the sister something that the ex make $100,000 but put them three kids on him.
He's gonna be
$40,000 a year too. I guarantee. Once the daycare hit him and all. Your daycare, prom, and all that stuff, dresses. Especially the nice ladies, they gonna want nice stuff.
Right.
So 16.
Depends. Rest.
Little Maribel thing.
Take over.
Go right ahead, babe. I can't hear you, babe.
Maribel, what do you think about this situation?
Oh my God.
What you suggest she do now?
What should she do?
Stay alive.
She needs to get away from this situation. You know, like, she needs to come forward and be truthful with herself.
Mm.
She's living a lie.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Oh, yeah, 11 years.
A big lie.
Lie, pants on fire.
What lie is she living, though? Because I'm asking. Because she knows everything.
She knows the truth, but she's lying to herself.
She's afraid now.
She's afraid.
She got
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Moved to California like
I don't know if she's living a lie or she's manipulating the truth. That's two different things.
But she changed the narrative twice.
I feel like he's living the lie.
He's living the lie too, the
husband is living the lie.
If he know I ain't got my sperm count ain't up to par and he's still like, oh, I'm having all these kids. But I think maybe
knows.
He has faith.
He got to know in the back of his mind. Somebody somewhere done said it, and he just don't want to swallow it, and just to save face. If she goes single by herself, that might be the safest thing. Just, I just want to be single. Mm-hmm. Don't go with nobody else.
Yeah, because think about it. The letter last week, she went ahead and said, you know, after the first child, he thought it was a miracle, so he wanted to continue to have kids. And
so
he came up shout every single time, no pun intended.
Lord.
He came up shout every single time.
I didn't know what church he go to.
Because he
practicing them prayers up.
I'm not going.
The next thing you know, yeah. Mike, you said yeah. What was it, 4 and 8?
2, yeah, 4, 8, and 11.
All right, so
and
11 years. So you got 11 years, and then you got an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
So that's about, what, 8, 9, 10, 11, like 3 more years later, okay, your sperm count back up high?
But this is the
miracle.
Thing. That y'all don't have kids.
Well, I have kids.
You have kids. You love your kids, right?
I sure do.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to be there for them kids, bro. You done been there 11 years. You done bonded with the kids. You swallowing all the foolishness that your wife
right.
do because you know something about her ain't right. And now they're 11. They don't look like you.
But like baby always say, though. But like baby always say, you gave me the choice.
Mm. Right.
You gave me the choice to choose if I still want to be the father or not. And right. it's my choice whether I'm going to stay or not.
But you didn't tell him.
Yeah, well.
He don't
this
know.
This is why right. you got to tell him. So now my personal suggestion. It's time to go ahead and face the music. You might want to bring your family
police
or somebody,
officer.
Somebody
police
that can protect you.
Deputy
but
sheriff.
You definitely want to go ahead and bring the situation to a hold. That way you can go ahead and give him the choice because he's most likely going to choose the children and let you go on about your business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what it's all right, TJ, how you want to handle this?
Ma'am, I suggest that you do it in front of police.
Okay.
You know, if it means bringing the priest in involved of it as well, because at this point here, you done got chin checked, so you can't do it in a happy place no more.
Mm-mm.
At all. So don't fix your mouth to do it by yourself and, you know, and be this, you know, well, I'm superwoman. I'm a Satan. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You can't tell a man that these kids ain't really yours now.
He's going to flip.
You know, so you need to go ahead and still tell him, but tell him around people. Going about your business, going and get your little $100,000 if he still wants you, and primarily, you know, that's really all I got to say. Mike, what you got?
I would say this, bro. The dude is an emotional person. Now in his head, he already got some doubt, so now his doubt just gonna get bigger. And if he chin checked you about this, what if you poke him in the arm about something else? Clearly, he's showing that he's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And he can turn in, he can blow up at any point. So it might not even be about the kids, and he snapped. So it might be time to let him ride anyway.
Yeah, because he probably already mad. I can't keep this thing hard, and I ain't finna take no pill to keep it hard. I'm shooting blanks every
well, that should have been frustrating Sunday. Anyway. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Lord, I don't ever wish that on me. Y'all keep praying for me.
He already know he got inadequacies.
Wow. So I definitely want to, you know, appreciate my special guest coming on out here today. Mike, go ahead and tell everybody how they can find you on your own social media.
Sure, it's Michael Tight Mike Randolph on Facebook, Tight Mike Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. And if you need to book me for anything, tightmikecomedy@yahoo.com. And I'm free for bar mitzvahs, baby showers, apparently, family reunions, of course, stand-up comedy. And you can always catch me at improvs around the country.
Maribel?
Maribel Lopez Jazzylo on Instagram. And if I could save time in a bottle, soon a website is going to be put up. And also Azteca Warrior by Alejandro Solis. That's another film that I'm working on right now.
Cool.
Heather?
Heather Rose Santiago on Facebook and Santiago.HeatherRose@gmail.com.
Wow. Appreciate you guys coming to the show. Be sure to stay tuned for part two. We're actually going to do part two in 2 weeks because next week is going to be a very sensitive topic. We have a motivational speaker coming in as well as, you know, someone from our family and kids Department of Family and Children Services. We're going to talk about the very touchy subject, consensual statutory rape versus rape. Very touchy, so make sure you guys tune in next week. Make sure you guys continue to follow us. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, The TJ Chapman Show. And remember to keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to talk about the situation.
Yo. Oh.